Okay, if we recall, we discussed before the Chazara the machlokas from Yochanan Reish Lakish about the relationship between Chayvei Malka Shogin and Chayvei Misa Shogin. Now I want to get back to the Shakva Torah, Tari Besugya, and get into some of the details of Tana Devei Chizkia. So let us, let's even start reading again from Lamed Aleph and Beis in however many, 11 lines from the end. Bishlam Rav Yochanan Lomar Kirish Lakish Kam Okam Lakar Rabbana. Rav Yochanan didn't answer the original question like Rish Lakish. He didn't want to make it just like Rameh. Rav Yochanan, my time, Lomar Kirish Lakish. Why didn't Rish Lakish say the Mishnah Makkah is with Hasra and our mission? You pay money without Hasra. Amr Lach, Kavan D. Lawasri, Pokhav Lawasri, Nami Potter, the famous sheet of Rish Lakish, that Chayvei Malka Shogin is Potter, and therefore, with or without Hasra, Malka is Potter's from Mamma. But Azul Tamayu, and they follow their same machlokas. The chiasar of dimi amar chayvei misa shogin chayvei malka shogin dar acher. Either misa shogin with mammon or malka shogin with mammon. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayvei shlach shar pater. Rabbi Yochanan amar chayvei dalo asrbe. Rabbi Yochanan says nope, there's no kumin ramine without hasra because you're not getting the bigger punishment. Shlach shar pater came to lo asrbe nami pater. Shlach says nope, there's kumin ramine, what we call tanid vechizki. We're about to see. Even if you don't actually get the bigger punishment, you're putter from Mamo. Ace, Rish Lakish of Yochanan. Below Yason and Oshi Anesh, Maila Vason Mamish. Rish Lakish says that, right, what's the mucker of Kimlin Ramine, we recall? That if there's no Asam, if you don't kill the, let's say, the lady, when the two people are fighting, then they have to pay for the miscarriage, make blood dose. And isn't shot in the positive. Also, Mamish means a death, not a death penalty, meaning kill the lady, that proves that if you kill the lady with or without Hasra, you're Pater from Mamon, like Rish Lakish. So, lo din ason. No, what it means lo yason is there's no death penalty. There's no death penalty, there's no death penalty, you pay money, if there's a death penalty, you don't pay money. This is all according to Rav D. Now we're going to give a strong blow to Rav D. Perhaps, Ika Dahamri, Ace, Rav Yochanan, Rish Lakish. Or maybe Rav Yochanan assumed it meant the death penalty. Doesn't it show only on actually getting chiyuv misa patur from mammon? Shlomo says, no, also mamish, just killing someone, whether or not you're culpable, patur you from mammon. Fine. Amar Rava, mi ika lamanda rechayv misa shogin chayav. Could really there be a machlokes Rav Yochanan Mishlakish as to whether chayv misa shogin or chayav, and they're really arguing about whether it means din ason or ason mamish? But tanan vechizkiya, how could you go against tanan vechizkiya? Just like if you injure property such as an animal, doesn't matter if you're mazed shogeg, if you're miskave, not miskave, if you're moving upwards or moving downwards, you are chayav mamon because adam muad liolam, as we actually discussed last semester. Likewise, when you kill a person, meaning when this is a, we assume it's not just about murder, it's, we extrapolate from here, to any chiyuv misa, it doesn't matter if you're mazed shogin miskaven derech liyachiria, you're not chayav mamon, rather you're potter from mamon. And that's what we've mentioned this time to Bechizki a few times already, that even chayav misa shogin is potter from mamon. So how could this be your machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish? Elik Yosef Rabin. So in the end, our maskana is like not like Rav Dini's version of Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish, but like Rabin's version of Machlokes Rav Yochanan Reish Lakish. Chayv Misa Shogin Kuli Amalo Pliyut Turin. That everyone agrees. Tanu Vechizkiya. Chayv Misa Shogin. Everyone agrees is Potter. That's the general assumption of Shas and Rishonim and Achronim, like Rabin. Ki Pliyut Chayv Malka Shogin Davar Acher. They're only arguing Chayv Malka Shogin Davar Acher. Local Machlokes Rav Yochanan says Chayv, and Chayv Misa Ishkes, Chayv Malkus Lo Ishkes. Yochanan says Chayv. The Hekish Tan Vichizkis only by Chayv Misa as a Hekish that shows even Shogi is Potter. No Hekish by no special drush of Tan Vichiz Potter Chayv Malkus Shogi. And Reish Lakish are Potter, but favors from the Torah Chayv Malkus Chayv Misos. No, Reish Lakish says Potter because the Torah explicitly included Chayv Malkus like Chayv Misos, and we'll see why when we continue the Gemara in a bit. First, let us deal with the issues of Tosos Shonim here. Tosos here asked a technical question. Answering this technical question, he really tries to get to the yesod of what Tanu Vechizki is actually talking about. His question is, he has a dual technical question. Number one, our Gemara says, How could Rav, let me make sure I got the people right. How could Rav Dimi say that Rav Yochanan says that Chayvim Misa Shogin still have to pay money? Isn't that against Tana V'Chizkiya? So that's assuming that everyone has to be a Tana V'Chizkiya, right? Like Tana V'Chizkiya came down from Arsina and the Luchos, right? You can't disagree with Tana V'Chizkiya. So Tosa says, okay. If we just had our Gemara, we'd say, because there's no other opinion about Tana V'Chizkiya, so you can't disagree with the Tana. But he says, two places on Hedron we find there is another opinion besides Tana V'Chizkiya. Number one, Adaf Ayin Tess, and number two, Adaf Pei Dalet, both Amid Beis. Right, what's the Kasha? The Kasha is that, that one is Sanhedrin Ayin Tess Amid Beis, brings down a Machlokes, Rebbe, and the Chacham. Let's just make sure we have all our Tanarim straightened out. I hope we do for it by now after Seder time. Let's make sure we have our Tanarim straightened out. There's a machlokas in Sanhedrin there about niskavim lara gazeh v'hara gazeh. Right? Let's say I'm really chayiv misa. I'm trying to kill Reuven. You know, b'mezid, b'hasra, and I say I'm anas kenin oseh. And then I accidentally kill Shimon instead. So how do we look at this? Right? On the one hand, they gave me hasra. I was total mezid with all the bells and whistles. Yeah, and to commit the Aveira of Ritzicha, of murder, and I committed the Aveira of murder. So I should be chayiv as a regular mezid. On the other hand, no. I wanted to murder Reuven. I didn't want to hurt Shimon at all. Maybe Shimon was my friend. Maybe Shimon was on my side for all I know. Right? I didn't want to hurt Shimon at all. I killed someone that I didn't intend to kill at all accidentally. If I kill someone accidentally, I'm not chayiv. So, how do we look at this? Do we say, murder is murder, the identity of the person is a cute detail, but is not integral, therefore if I intended to murder and I committed murder, I'm chayiv? Or do we say, no, intending to murder Reuven, I have nothing in Shimon, so I murder someone by accident. So that is a machlokes tanoim in San. This is called niskaving laharog et zeh viharag. Etzeh, right? So the Chachamim say Chayiv Misa, and Reb Shimon says Pater Mi Misa. Okay, that's a very fascinating machlokes, which is we're not going to get into now. It's very interesting, perhaps even philosophically, but not for now. The Gemara then says, hold on, there's a pasuk about this case of Niskavim Laharog Etzeh V'Harag Etzeh. What's the pasuk? If you remember the case where we all started from, the whole parak, right? The third parak of Ksubas, parakim l'gram mine, called something else on top of the page. But where does it start from? The longi yason anoshi anesh kasher yoshev v'nasam v'flilim. Yason, if there's no ason, you pay money. That's what we've been dealing with. What if there is an ason? Right? V'yem ason yiyeh. What does the pasuk say? V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. What does this pasuk mean? The pasuk says that v'im ason yiyeh v'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh. What does this pasuk mean? What is im ason yiyeh? If, remember, I'm fighting with, they always call it my friend in the Gemara. I assume it means my fellow Jew. So I'm trying to kill, I'm very annoyed at someone. Who am I very annoyed at? Okay. Let's say, and I want to kill him. And
most abusers with guns are with family members, so uh-huh. Could be chaver.
Okay, my brother. I'm in a big fight with my brother, and I want to kill him, right? So, and accidentally, there's a pregnant lady walking nearby. So, if I hit the pregnant lady by accident and cause a miscarriage without an ason, I pay money. If I hashal kill the pregnant lady, then I don't pay money. Rather, what happens if I kill the pregnant lady? Also, yev nasat nefesh tachas nefesh. What does this mean, nefesh tachas nefesh? For the chachamim, it's very simple. Equals, what does this mean? This means I accidentally kill the woman, right? Niskavim laharog etzeh v'harag etzeh. So, for the chachamim, easy chayiv misa. What does Rav Shimon say? So, Rav Shimon doesn't tell us. But Rebbe who follows the Savar to Reb Shimon, Rebbe who follows Reb Shimon. Again, let me make it clear. Reb Shimon doesn't have to agree to this. And we'll see around the whole, like, Shimon doesn't agree to this. But Rebbe following Reb Shimon says, Chayav Mamon, Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh Mamon. He says, this Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh is Mamon. Oh, that's not what it sounds like. But it's not so crazy, because what's the word after Nefesh Tachas, Nefesh? Anyone bar mitzvah parsha mishpatim? Guess not. Etc. What does ayin tachas ayin mean? We all know it means mamon. Yeah, tachas yad regel tachas regel. So nefesh nefesh nefesh. In this pasuk also means mamon. When nefesh nefesh nefesh, that's the ayin tachas ayin. We Orthodox Jews interpret it as being mamon. I don't know what the Reformed Jews hold, but we interpret it as being mamon. That's the shita of Rebbe. What does this prove? If you intend to kill one person, you kill another person, you pay money. For accidentally killing someone, you pay money. That's the shita of Rebbe. What does the Gemara say in Sanhedrin and Testament days? That hi, Tana de Vechizkia, mafka midr rabbanan, mafka midr Rebbe. Tana de Vechizkia holds like neither Chachamim nor Rebbe. There's a third shita. Tana de Chizkia says, Niskaven larog et zeh, veharag et zeh. Well, let's see. Can he be chayiv money according to Tana de Chizkia? What did Tana de Chizkia just say? Bein miskaven, bein ein miskaven, is potter for money. Can he be chayiv misa according to Tana de Chizkia? Rashi says, no. The whole point of Tana de Chizkia is that even though you're not chayiv misa, you're still not chayiv money. So Tana de Chizkia says, niskaven larog et zeh, veharag et zeh, potter mi misa, ooh, hotter, me mamon. He's against Rebbe and the Chacham. And there are three shitas that Eskabin Larry's have a hard guess there. Chacham says Chayiv Misa. The writer seems to pass it that way. Rebbe says Chayiv Mamon. I don't know. I'm sure someone passed that way. And Tana de Chizkia says, hotter from everything. That's how the Rambam paskins. Ah, the question at the end of this long Tosos is, what does he do with the Pasuk? Meaning, you're not noticing nefesh tachas nefesh money. You're not noticing nefesh tachas nefesh literally. So what does he do with the pasuk? What about the pasuk? That's the question at the end of this Tosos. The mainstream answer in the Rishonim is, I think what Tosos says at the end here, what does he do with the pasuk? He has to be a little minchak in the pasuk. What does Tana de Chizkia say about the pasuk? Anyone remember the end of Tosos Maskli? Exactly. He says the end of the pasuk is talking about miskaving. He says not like you would read the pasuk, you think it means you accidentally kill her. No, the end of the pasuk is you purposely kill her. He actually gives two possibilities. He says those at the end of your rascal me. He says, V'tzorech lomer l'tan v'chizkia lo yehason haynu ason mamish gradim ason yehaynu din ason kigon niskaven le'isha. It must mean if you killed her on purpose. It even means you killed a woman on purpose. Why? She wasn't an innocent bystander. She was a martyr or even a chassid shota. I'm not sure. She saw two people fighting. She decided to get involved and make shalom and teach them all the ways of pleasantness. And she messed with the wrong people. The guy said, "You're interfering with my fight," and killed her on purpose. Or, in ason yiyah means, it doesn't mean in ason yiyah if he killed the woman. It's going back to the fight and saying, forget the woman if he killed his friend. So either way, it means he killed someone bikavana, which is not the simplest reading, the pasuk but possible. So, Tosfos, and most mefarshim say, Mairi, beharag, Bekavana.
So according to the answer of Tosos, when he both called him to miscarry, but also killed his friend that he was scouting for, that you really have like a Kemet Rabine, but like going on two different acts. Again, two different
acts. Which is fine.
Yeah, I'm saying it's another example.
Yeah, correct. Okay. The Rashba here gives a bit of a dachuk answer to the pasuk. There are three entries to this pasuk on the Makor sheet. The Rashba gives a bit of a dachuk answer to this pasuk. The Rashba says, Lav Davka. The pasuk is Lav Davka. That's what the Rashba suggests here. He suggests the pasuk is Lav Davka. It doesn't mean you actually give nefesh tachas nefesh, not in money, not in life. What does it mean? I'll read you the lashon if I can find it quickly. The pasuk means if you kill someone, it's in the category, it's in the parsha, the inyan of nefesh, and therefore you don't pay money. It's just nesat nefesh tachas nefesh is Lav Davka. It's just a way of saying you don't pay money. Where is this? Let me see if I can find it quickly. He says, yeah. When we talk chak, yishli lomer tana dechis yachin farsha lekra, lo ye asom mamash, vim asom ye, lo ye onesh, she'en onesh makom nefesh, ela nefesh hachash nefesh. Makom makom nefesh mamash yefshol chayvo. What it means is, the only thing that could be is nefashos, and there isn't, so there's no money. It just means, velo ye tein mamon. Lav davka, it means, velo yitain mamon. That's what it means. It's a dachim shad and pasuk. He doesn't die, but he's in the parsha of death penalty, and therefore doesn't pay money. The Hidushi Haran, according to Shidu Betzes here, I have to thank one fellow and apologize on his behalf. I want to thank Jonathan Lubat, who I had to change the whole shiur today because we went over the sugya yesterday, and he made me change my mind about what I would speak about in the shiur today a little bit. So I want to apologize on his behalf to everyone else here, because now I'm going to discuss some makoros that we haven't seen. So Delvin, if you just pass them around. I mean, I'm going to get back to most of them.
That's not why he's not here.
But yeah, it was a breaking stone. It was a breath. The Shimon Betz is quoting the Chiddush around the Sanhedrin. It's right there in the Chiddush around the Sanhedrin. Who quotes from Rabbeinu David. This is the Rabbeinu David, whoever's here from Pesachim, remember Rabbeinu David from Pesachim. They also published, the Machon Eretz Fishel published some parts, fragments of Chiddush Rabbeinu David Sanhedrin. Chiddush Aran, I think, had the whole thing. Anyway, so the Chiddush Sanhedrin, here's the Shimon Bon Beis, enough to be a base. This one fill, one fear. Yeah. The Chizkiah lo sphere lady Rabbi Lazar Ramash Mitzah Kosov and Daber. Chizkiah does not hold. We saw Rabbi Lazar, I think we have this in our parrot, who says this was a lethal battle. Right? People were trying to kill people. Maybe they weren't trying to kill the woman, but they were at least trying to kill each other. Ela Machilo Mitzah, what changes? He says no. Tanya Vichinsky says it's talking about a non-lethal battle. They were just not hitting each other. The blow was not enough to kill someone. And therefore, of course he's potter for killing the woman. It's like if you try to hit someone on their loins, which wouldn't kill them, you accidentally hit them, the chest and do kill them, etc. Meaning, if you're trying to merely injure someone and kill them, you're obviously not chayv misa, because you weren't trying to kill them. So what does he say? He says, a new okimta. Here's a chish. Tanit Vechizki says, bein niskavein, bein shalom niskavein. Right? What does niskavein and lo niskavein mean, according to the Gemara in Sanhedrin that I just quoted you here? What does the Gemara in Sanhedrin say? What does lo niskavein mean? They equate it with the case of niskavein lo rizem ahar gazeh. What about lo niskavein mamish? What about lo niskavein bechlal? I didn't intend to kill anyone. Is that including Tanit Vechizki or not? This is an interesting question. What about, again, what does Tanit Vechizki cover? Tanit Vechizki cover shogeg, niskavein laharog etzeh. The harog etzeh, how do we know he covers that? From the Gemara in Sanhedrin, covers derech aliyah and derech yirida. But what about What about lo niskaven laharog klal? What if you weren't niskaven to kill at all? What about mamish lo niskaven? You didn't intend to kill anyone. That's a reasonable question, right? You didn't intend to kill anyone. Is that including Tanya v'Chizki or not? Okay. I wasn't trying to kill anyone. It was mamish an accident. It could be an innocent accident, right? I was just trying to chop wood. Right? Remember? Such a story in an old book. I was just trying to chop wood, and the axe flew off the handle, let's say, and killed someone. Or I was just trying to horse around, and I killed someone. Or I was just trying to injure someone, and I killed them. What about this case? Is this covered by Tanya v'Chizki or not? So says the Chiddush Aran in the name of Rabbeinu David, and we'll see the same thing in the name of the Ravid, if I recall correctly. Right? I'm going to get a nod there. So what about lo niskaven laharog klal? That's a very good question. So says the Rabbeinu David, quoting the Chiddush Aran, is that it's not included. Meaning, there's no kim lev rabine for davar she'eino miskaven. Something that was a total accident, mamash davar she'eino miskaven, like on Shabbos, heter gomer, davar she'eino miskaven. Something that was a total accident, that's not a tanah v'chizki. A tanah v'chizki is when I do things, not b'mezid, but on purpose. I meant to kill. I just didn't have asra, or I didn't know how bad it was to kill, or I killed the wrong person. Tanah v'chizki is only when it's kavana. Davar she'eino miskaven. Davar she'eino miskaven is mutar on Shabbos and mutar kol tarkula. Davar she'eino miskaven. How could that be tanah v'chizki? There's no tanah v'chizki in davar she'eino miskaven. That's the chiddush of the Chiddush Aran.
Does anyone talk about if you go into galus? Does it apply? I seem to remember.
Yes, I mean, of course, killing the davar she'eino miskaven is the whole parsha of Golus, right? So it depends exactly what comes. We'll come back to it, you're right. And we'll see who disagrees with Chiddush Aran, let me use 19. But if I tried to injure someone and I killed someone, I probably would not go to Golus because it's too close to, it's too much of a pshia. It's too big enough here to be miskaper to Golus. The goal of Dom is to find me and take revenge. But it doesn't matter. Says the Chiddush Aran.
Why is that from a book there? Because there are Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda. Or whether that was Shemin is God.
That is an excellent question. Because this is a different kind of,
wanted to explain that, if I remember correctly, because I know it's a long time. But Davar she'eino miskaven, he wanted to machlok with Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon, whether an avira done without kavanas b'chal
ma'ase avira. Okay, good. Okay, so let's come back to that. Let's put that on the side for now, and I'll come back to that angle. Let's see what Chiddush Aran does for the pasuk then. So what does he say? Aval niravada yikim shmohay bo gudul hamish shechayiv l'shalim mama liyorshav kidin mazik. What did the Chiddush Aran say? I know we don't really have so much room here. I should have left more room above. Here. See. Ran. B'shem Rabbeinu David. He says, that what does the pasuk mean for Tanah v'Chizkiya? Let's review. There are three pshat in what the pasuk means for Tanah v'Chizkiya. Tosfos says, it means Misa. Oh, how do you get Misa for killing the wrong person? No, that pasuk means you killed the right person. The Rashba B'dochak, it's not me who's saying it's B'dochak, he says it's B'dochak, says it means nothing. V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh means you get no punishment. It's a little dochak, he says what it means is, since you're in the realm of the fashos, you don't pay money. But you also don't pay the fashos. Chiddush Aran says no, it means mamo. V'nasata nefesh tachas nefesh mamo. But the whole sheet of the Tanya v'Chizki, bein b'niskaven, bein b'shelo b'niskaven, you don't pay mamon. So he says, no, there's two kinds of bein miskaven. Miskaven la'ruz ruin hargas shimon, you intended to murder but killed the wrong person, then you're pater from mamon. But here, It's Mayri. Below Miskaven Laharog Klal. You weren't Miskaven to kill it all. Right? You were just Miskaven to injure. Maybe it's like, I mean, the Rebbe does a better job that we saw in the Makor sheet of explaining the case. You were fighting with your big, strong friend, and you intended to just give him a warning slap, and a delicate pregnant woman walked by, and accidentally you hit the pregnant woman instead of your friend, and you know what? For the pregnant woman, she's in a more delicate state of health, so unfortunately, you killed her. Okay, whatever the case may be. Some accident happened, and you killed her legamri by accident. That's the case where you're obviously potter from Misa, you didn't intend to kill anyone at all. Says the Chiddush Aran, lo niskaven laharog klal, v'chayav l'shalem dameha. You have to pay the value of the woman. Says why? You didn't intend to kill her at all, so you're not a murderer. You're not even a murderer shalo niskaven. You're not even the murderer Tana V'Chizkiya talked about. You're a murderer who didn't intend to murder at all, so there's no Ptur of Tana V'Chizkiya. On the other hand, as a mazik of the Muli Olam, after all, you're still mazik her. She was worth $1 million, and now she's worth zero. You caused her to lose $1 million, her the entire value of her life. And therefore, you have to pay. V'afilu l'chizkiya, depatru b'chol eni amin mavan hain dam sheish v'akol k'dei l'hamas, v'ob'she'en g'dei l'hamas, eni b'chol adem el b'chol nezikinu, v'nasad nefesh nachas nefesh hainu mamon, k'darsh v'evri mar. He says he agrees with Rebbe's drasha, nefesh nachas nefesh is mamon, but not for Rebbe's reason. Rebbe says, even when on parsha of murder, I intended to kill Reuven, kill Shimon, I pay money. Tanya Gittin says, no, if I'm in the parsha of murder, I have the Ptur of Gimli Rabbine, even Bishogig. It's something where I'm not in the parsha of murder at all. I killed the Gamre by accident. Dover She'ena Miskaven Gomer. Dover She'ena Miskaven Gomer. I'm not in the parsha of murder, but I am in the parsha of Mazik, and therefore I pay the money. We'll come back to this Chiddush Aran in great length. Okay. That's the three ways to explain the pasuk. Now we're going to come back to this in Dusharan.
Since we're just three is a Tosus, Rashba, and the Rosh.
And right, quoting Rav and Dov, but seemingly agreed. Okay, and this is the big chiddush. One of the big chiddush of this Dusharan is that Dover Sheinu Miskavi Mamish has no kinyan Rabbinei. Unlike we would have thought. What would I have thought when I read the Gemara before I found the Dusharan? I would have thought Tanu Mechizkis bane. No matter what, if I did it. No matter how, what, when, or why, I have a Ptur Kinyan Rabbinei. Says the Rambam, no, only if I did in a way that's close to Mazid. That's really, I intended to do it on some level. I wasn't a Mazid, but I was intentional. Then I have a Ptur Kinyan Rabbinei. If I was legamri unintentional, I didn't intend to kill anyone at all ever, then there's no Ptur Kinyan Rabbinei, and I pay money. How much money? The value of the whole woman, because she's entirely dead. Now let's get back to Tosos, and then we'll come back to this Chiddush Aran. Okay? Says Tosos. Sanhedrin 19 Beis. Let's remember the Gemara. We got into a tangent here of how Tanu Mechizkiya explains the Pasuk, which is really the second part of Tosos. Let's go back to the first part of Tosos. Tanu Mechizkiya is against Chacham and against Rebbe. He's against everyone. So why are we asking a kash from Tanu Mechizkiya? Just say he's a Das Yachid. Right? He's against Rebbe and against the Chacham. And, but here it says, he's against Chachamim and Rebbe. He's against Chachamim and Rebbe. Then we don't hold like him. Why are you asking kashas? Second question is, Sanhedrin Hey Dalet Amud Beis says, there it's one line, but it has a lashon of Mandelesli Tanu V'Chizkiya. It says, how about Mandelesli Tanu V'Chizkiya? That shows there is a Mandelesli Tanu V'Chizkiya. Right? Mandelesli Tana Devei Chizkiya. And when you learn third peg Ksubas, that already becomes a Russian tables. Tana Devei Chizkiya. In the Achronim, they'd have to write it 100 times each page. Okay, so how do you answer this? So the first answer of Tosos, is it the Re? Or is it just Stam?
Just Stam
Tosos, okay. So, what does, what does Tosos say? What does Tosos say to answer it? What? Really, Rebbe and Chamol agree with Tanu V'Chizkiya. It says they disagree with Tanu V'Chizkiya. What is Tosos' chap? What's the chap of Tosos? The question is this. How many dinim is Tanu V'Chizkiya teaching us? So Tos, the Shita is, how many dinim? Three. There are three different dinim in Tanit Vechizkia. That's Tosus Chish. What are the three different dinim? Okay, I hope I'm planning my real estate usage well. The Tanit Vechizkia says three things, right? Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid, Bein Niskaven, Bein Lo Niskaven, Bein Derech Aliyah, Bein Derech Yerida. Tosus' Shita is that Tanit Vechizkia is saying three completely different dinim. What are the three dinim of Tanit Vechizkia? Someone tell me, according to Tosus, what are the three completely independent dinim of Tanit Vechizkia?
Yerida, Aliyah, Shogeg, Mezid, Niskaven, Niskaven.
That I know. What does Tosus say? Tos says, what does it mean, Bein Shogeg, Bein Mezid? That's the Tanit Vechizkia we've been discussing all year. What does that mean? If you have two different things, and one of them is Misa, and one of them is Mamon, whether the Misa is Bishogeg or Mezid, you're Pater from Mamon. Right? That's the first part of Tanit Vechizkia. So here it's talking about that Chiyuv Misa Poter Mi Mamon Acher Afilu Bishogeg. Right? That's classic Tanit Vechizkia. Everyone agrees to that. Right? That's what we've been saying all, that's what we've been talking about all year. But why does he have to add two other things? What could you have said? If you were just reading Tanit Vechizkia in the simplest way, what would you have said? Why is he adding two other things? What might you have said? You would have said, Chiyuv Misa is Poter Mi Mamon Acher Afilu Bishogeg. And then what would you say in the next line? Meaning, if I do a Chiyuv Misa, even Bishogeg I'm Pater from Mamon. And then how would you read the next line? On your own. What would you think he meant in the next line? Why do you say Bein Niskaven, Bein Lo Niskaven? What does he mean by that? Pick whatever you want. How would you interpret this? What? How would you interpret this? What is he saying? Just shot in his words. I'm not asking for anything fancy. Explain to me what he means. Translate to English. Tanit Vechizkia.
He's defining Shogeg.
He's saying that... What might you have said? If you have two chiyuvim, one misa, one mamon, the misa patters the mamon, even bishogeg, not only even bishogeg, even be'enu miskavim. Right? That would be, I think, a reasonable thing to say. Ba'afilu be'enu miskavim. Not only is there kimlet b'rabmine b'mezid, there's even kimlet rabbinay bishogeg, and there's even kimlet rabbinay beinu miskaven. You should know kimlet rabbinay is across the board. That's a reasonable shot. And then, what does he mean by derech aliyah and derech yerida? What does he mean by derech aliyah and derech yerida?
Even in these both cases.
Even in which is the bigger chiddush? What does the Meiri say in exactly? Even va'afilu. B'derech Aliyah, you're still Pater from Mamon. What's the Chiddush? You're still Pater from Mamon, even Derech Aliyah? What's the Chiddush? Even though you don't get, what don't you get?
No,
you don't get Misa, and you don't even get Golos. V'afilu, let's just review what this means. V'afilu Shogeg Derech Aliyah, even if you did it b'shogeg derech aliyah, which you don't get anything for. You don't get killed, and you don't even get exiled. You get off scot-free, because until now you might have thought, ah, you're part of a shogeg. Remember, it's talking about murder, so what would you have thought? Ah, you're part of money b'shogeg, because you have to go to Golos. So the Golos instead of the money. Even being a miskaven, you still have to go to Golos, because the Golos instead of the money. No, even derech aliyah. Even though you don't have to go to Golos or get killed, and you don't get any penalty at all, you're still Potter me Mamon Bafilu Shogeg Derech Aliyah She'eino Ne'enash Lo B'Misas Bezdin v'lo begolos, even if you don't get any punishment, and that's the real pshat of Tanya Chizkiya. Even if you get no punishment, the very fact that you did an aveira of chiyav misa exempts you from mamon, even though you don't get the big punishment, you don't even get a little punishment of golos. Right? Who reads Tanya Chizkiya that way? Well, the Meiri I have on the Makor sheet here from Avakama says, what is he saying? He says, just the last line, afilo asikin b'shogeg shein kan chiyav misa, even if you do b'shogeg when you're not, you don't get executed. V'derech aliyah shein kan golos, even if you don't get golos, since you could have been chayiv misa if you did it, amazing, you're patur mitzas shlumin. Meaning, there's kimlid ramini even if you don't get anything. That's the way the Meiri read it. That's the way the Meiri read Derech Ali and Derech Yerida. Nira lini is daiti. That's also the way Rashi read it. I mean, the Achronim also assume, I've seen, that Rashi reads it this way, because what does Rashi say in Baba Kama, on Tanit Vechizkia, Derech Aliyah, Shahargo, Kilacher, Yad, the Potter mi Golos, Afilu Hachi Potter mi Tashlumin, even though he doesn't get Golos, he's still Potter mi. Right, this is Meiri. And Rashi. Says, it's all talking about Kimlan Ramine. You're part from the Shulman, even though you don't get Golos.
That would mean you hope there's those who hold that in such a case, Derech Aliyah, the show making everything, you still have to pay Mamon. Because Ada Buhag Laolo, but this wipes it out. Is there such a Shita? That you would act, in such a case, you would actually have to pay?
No, but there's Avamina, and that's what Tanya Vichiski is telling us not to think. Meaning, if you disagree with Tanya Vichiski, you'd hold this. Okay. Do you mean if you killed someone, or do you mean if you.
The Shogeg Derech Aliyah, if you didn't have a deed of Kamalim Midirabi,
that is exactly the question that I'm going to discuss at great length.
Okay.
In about 12 minutes. Okay. Now, that is Rashi, again, Rashi and the Meiri, I think, are pretty clear there. I thought that, how about when it comes to, there about Derech Aliyah, Derech Yerida, how about Miskavein and Miskavein, that it's just an extension of the same Din of Shogeg Gemezid. So I thought that was also Medoyik and Rashi and Sanhedrin, that Rashi and Sanhedrin says all one big extension, because Rashi and Sanhedrin, I will read it to you, says, Kolomar, lo chilaktabo shum tzad li potim in sorry, ein din, Ptur tashlum and akosibo chaluk l'shom tzad yishchayiv mamon ela kol shah potim mamon bein mishog mein yiskavim de potim misa bein mezun yiskavim. What does Rashi say? It's one package deal. You're potim mamon whether shogeg and ein yiskavim, whether mezun and yiskavim. Rashi makes yiskavim and shogeg all one package deal. Rashi makes Derech Ali and Derech Yerida all one package deal. The Chiddush is just Kimlid extending Kimlid Ravine. Okay, it's the same basic case, just extending it to any type of chiyuv misa. I thought the Ravid held that also. I mean, we'll have to see the contrast with Tosos, but when the Ravid attacked the Rambam that we saw, he said, how could you say if he kills below Miskavin, he's chayv in Dmei Vlados? What do you mean? Tanya Vichizki says, below Miskavin, you're potter from other money. So, the Ravid, I think, is clearly on this side. He doesn't discuss the Ali and Yerida. This is in contrast to Tosos. Tosos has a Chiddush. I just want to show you Tosos the Chiddush. What's Tosos' Chiddush? Tosos' Chiddush, Tanya Vichizki is not giving you three phrases to the extent to which he's Mechadish one rule. He's giving you three different rules. What are his three different rules? One is Kimlid Rambine. If you're Chayiv Misa, you're Potter from other money that you might be Chayiv two things at the same time. What's the second rule of Niskavein and Miskavein? How is that a different rule? He says, and the truth is, Tos says, once you know Bein Mishog Bein Mezid, you have Kimlid Ramine, you know already know Bein Miskavein and Shalom Miskavein, you have Kimlid Ramine. You already know Kimlid Ramine, so what's the second rule? What's the second rule according to Tosos?
About Miskavein and Miskavein.
But how is it different from Kimlid Ravmine? It's not saying that if I intend to kill you and I kill him, I have Kimlid Ravmine. No. Meaning, how do I know if I intend to kill Reuben and I kill Shimon and also rip someone's shirt that I'm potter from the shirt? We know this from here. If I kill the Shogeg, I have Kimlid Ravmine. What's the Chiddush of Bein Miskavein and Shalom Miskavein?
Well,
No, Tosos says we know that already. I'll read you the Tosos. Says Tosos, Dili'inyan mamon acher is l'kula akeshinan v'ches, yo pliya le'elab my dipitani v'miskabi shen v'miskabi, namashim v'miskabi l'arga isha, v'inim v'miskabi l'horga l'horga tzavi r'horga, v'chol yimpadim le'isha, Dili'inyan mamon acher, kvartana dol tachlut bin shogeg bin mezid. For mamon acher, if you also rip someone's shirt, we already know there's no different shogeg bin mezid, and the clues v'miskabi, v'inim v'miskabi. What's the chiddush here? The chiddush here is that Eino chayav bidmei hanerag atzmo not kimlid ramini like your potter from another chi of mamon. This itself, what does this mean? You might have had a havamina that if I intend to kill you, I'm chayiv misa. If I intend to kill someone else and kill you, the misa goes down to money. Not that there's two punishments, misa and mamon. You might have had having that, not externally, that internally, the chayiv misa goes down to mamon. I could pay a kofar of mamon. The sivus and the mesiapos says pay a kofar of mamon. If I killed you, believe kavana. And this is a completely different principle. Here is, the chiddush is that misa exempts mamon. Here the chiddush is misa doesn't let me think of the right word. The Misa is not reduced to Mamon. You might have thought, I know the first thing. If there's two Chiyuvim, the Misa exempts the Mamon. But what if it's not two Chiyuvim? Can the Misa itself be reduced to Mamon if I did it accidentally? I might have thought, well, when there's two chiyuvim, I know, your misa, not mamon, whether mezid or shogeg. But I don't know within one chiyuv if the misa gets reduced to mamon when I do it accidentally or not. Teaches Tana v'chizkiya, even within one chiyuv, meaning killing the isha, not only don't I get misa if I'm mamon's kavim, the misa is not reduced to mamon. So that's a discussion in the Shidu Gebetzas on the sheet. According to the Tosfos and Parashat Baba Kama says, at least when it's some Amoraim, the Havamina is to extrapolate from Kofar. And that's what Beis Yaakov here, the Nesivos also says. The Havamina is to extrapolate from Kofar. We know Misa can be reduced to Mammon. So therefore, these are two different principles. One is about a Misa and a Mammon, which are simultaneous for two different reasons. And this is about a Misa that there's only one Avera. Can Misa be reduced to Mammon by accident? So here it's telling you that if there's Misa and Mammon, even if the Misa by accident, I'm potter from the other Mammon. Here it's telling you if there's only Misa, if it's by accident, it's not reduced to money. And what's the third case? Then what's the third case? We already know if I did two things wrong, the Misa, Bein B'mezeh Bein Meshogeg, pops me from Mammon. We already know if I did one thing wrong, the Misa, Bein B'mezeh Bein Meshogeg, is not reduced to money. What's the third case? What? The third case is, and notice here is a big difference. Afilu mezid, that's one difference. Derech yurida, two differences. Notice, it's not about afilu shogeg derech li, it's afilu mezid derech yurida, says Tosfos. What's the third case? He says there's someplace, when he describes the three cases. Where is this? B'chol inyon, etc. Afilu mezid derech yurida. What's the chiddush? If I'm mezid, what do I get? Killing someone mezid? Mezid. Misa. Okay, what's the chiddush in Derech Yurida? The chiddush is afilu mezid Derech Yurida eino yachol laseis mamon v'lipater. You can't redeem the chi of Misa with mamon. That's different. It's not talking about whether I have to pay money instead of Misa. This is the question of whether I would be asked. Here's the question of, does the money get reduced, does the Misa get reduced to Mammon if I'm not Chayiv Misa? Here's the question, if I am Chayiv Misa, can I reduce it to Mammon? They're two different dinim. Here is, a Torah Misa is not reduced to Mammon. Right, if I kill someone without Kavana, don't think since I did less than Misa, I get Mammon. Here it's a different question. Here it's that a Chiyuv Misa cannot be redeemed for Mammon.
Who would have ever thought it could be?
First of all, Misa Bidei Shemayim can be redeemed with Mammon, right? If my Shor Muad kills someone, Gamba love you, Muslim, Kofu, Yushafa love. Ah, so okay, hold that thought. First of all, you should know, I'm pretty sure that by our cousins, their Sharia law is that even if you kill someone from Mazid, if the family accepts a kofar, you're putter from Mises Mezid. At least that's what they say in the movies. they also say this in the newspapers, actually. So I think by our cousins, that's their tradition. That even if I kill someone Mason, I'm Chayiv Mises Bezdin, I can get out of the Mises Bezdin by paying the kofar, if the Yorshim agree. Only if the Yorshim agree.
I think they held because there's no truth between the Shogi and the Mason.
I don't know. But, where does Tosis get this from? Tosis tells us where he gets this from. He gets from Lamed, Zayin Amad Beis to Lamed Chesam and Aleph. Look for a moment at Lamed Zayin Amad Beis. Right? So, Joel tells us, isn't there already an explicit, is there by the way an explicit pasuk in the Torah saying that if you kill someone b'mezid, you can't commute your sentence by paying money? Anyone quote me an explicit pasuk in the Torah that says if I kill someone from Mazid I can't pay money and get out of it? Right? It's a mefurish pasuk. What do we tell the Chizkia? Doesn't the pasuk say that if I kill someone I can't pay money instead, that we shouldn't be like the cousins? So, what does the Gemara say? In the bottom of Zayin Amad Beis, the last line to have Lamzayin Ubeis. Memei lo mi lo sikhu kofar shamas minah. Don't we know lo sikhu kofar? You can't pay money instead of getting Mises Bezin. Lo sikh shal minei monu minei tiftere. Kalcherem lamli. Why didn't you call cherem? Amar amir chame. It's your sat lai chamina going to the top of Lamachas van Aleph. Hani mi leheicha zahar go derech aliyah shlo nit nashigos le kapara. I would have thought, if I kill someone derech aliyah, I can't pay money instead of being executed. Why? Because just like Derech Aliyah B'Shogeg, I can't get Kapara through Golos, Derech Aliyah B'Mezid, I can't get Kapara through Mammon. But what strange Havnin in my would it have? Even though the Chumash says explicitly, I can't pay money instead of being executed. What Havnin in my day had? I will hardly Derech Yerida, the Nitna Shigos, the Kapara, and Nishkol Monim, and even Iftere. If I kill someone on purpose, Derech Yerida, since Derech Yerida B'Shogeg, there's Kapara of Golos, I might have a Havnin in Derech Yerida B'Mezid, there's Kapara of money. I'm not going to have me in Derech Yerida, since there's precedent in Derech Yerida for Kapara B'Shogeg. I might have been having this Kapara B'Mez in Derech Yerida. Therefore, come Ashkelon, we need a pasuk to tell me I can't pay money instead of being executed for Derech Yerida. Says the Gemara, Amli Rava, Havin Tanu Bechizkiya Nafka. That's the din of Tanu Bechizkiya. The Tanu Bechizkiya Maki Adam Maki Behem, etc. Tos says from a foolish Gemara, what does the Gemara say? That's the din of Tana Bechizkiya. The din of Tana Bechizkiya is that even B'mezid Derech Yerida, I might have had a strange Havamina, that a B'mezid murderer, if it's Derech Yerida, can get a parah through blood money. Kamash one Tana Bechizkiya not. This is basically Tosas Makar. It's a Mefurish Gemara. That Tana Bechizkiya is not only talking about Kimlet Rav Mide. It's talking about that you can redeem yourself with money. And it's saying you can't. And it's talking specifically on Derech Yerida, where there's a Havamina to redeem yourself. Because since an accidental murderer is easier to be forgiven Derech Yerida, I mean, he's Chayiv Golos, which is a Chumra, which is also cool because you get Kapara. Therefore, you might have thought even a willful murderer can redeem himself Derech Yerida. So that's how Tosfos says. We see the Tana Bechizkiya is talking about three different dinim. I mean, here it's two, but if it's two, it might as well be three. What does Rashi say, L'shitasim L'mchesim and Aleph? Rashi, at the end of the fourth line, L'chayiv O'mamon. That Tana Bechizkiya says you never chayiv mamon, you potter from mamon. V'hu adin liftoso. Tana Bechizkiya is talking about being potter from money, and you can also extrapolate that you can't redeem yourself. Rashi's l'shitase. Rashi says Tana Bechizkiya is talking about kimlid rav mine. He's talking about you don't get two punishments. even if one is b'shogeg, you don't get two. But for who had then, this verse been dayek, a new extrapolation from Tanna v'Chizkiyah. Saying, you know, just like Tanna v'Chizkiyah, their main intention is, kimlo d'rabmi, you're not chayiv two things. Who had then, this verse who had then are important. They also use Tanna v'Chizkiyah in the context of a discussion that you can't give money instead, because they figure it's kavah chomer. If I kill someone and rip their shirt, I don't get killed and pay money, then I certainly can't pay money instead of being killed. Okay, but this is the machlokas. Tosfos says, look at the Gemara in Lamed Ches. Tanna v'Chizkiyah is talking about different in Yanim. He's talking about different in Yanim. Three completely different dinim. And Rashi says, no, in other words, who had did. It's not that Tanna v'Chizkiyah is talking about whether you can redeem yourself with money. He's talking about Kimlud Ramine. Just the Gemara says, and likewise, you can't redeem yourself with money. That's who had did is very important in Rashi, and that's why he works out in Bava Kamma and Sanhedrin. Right? Rashi's beautiful Lishitay. So Rashi's beautiful Lishitasi, it's all one din of Kimlud Ramine. It's all saying that Misa exempts you from Mammon. That Kedei Rishaso. You know, Misa exempt or parallel. Misa exempts you from Mammon. So that's what here we have. Three different dinim. And here we have one din. The one din is Kimlud Ramine, even Bishogeg. Why do we need three phrases for Kimlud Ramine Bishogeg? Well, there's a Shogeg kind of Shogeg, like you didn't get a Asra. Then there's a Moniskavin kind of Shogeg, where you didn't mean the guy. And then there's a Derech Aliyah kind of Shogeg, where you don't even go into Gola. So for all types of Shogeg, even in all types of Shogeg. That's what it means for Rashi and the Meiri and the Raivin. For Tosfos, saying three different principles. One is that if you did two things, and the money is, the Mises, either Chayah, either Shogeg or Mezid, you don't pay money. Two is, if you do one thing, and the Misa is Potter, it doesn't get lowered to money, it gets lowered to nothing. And third is that if you're Chayav Misa, you can't redeem yourself with money. Okay, three completely different principles. That's Tosfos versus many other Rishonim. Many Rishonim agree with Tosfos. I didn't mean to make Tosfos das yachid. Most Rishonim probably agree with Tosfos because he's very convincing. So this is what Tanna v'Chizkiyah means. Now let's bring this back into our technical question and see how Tosfos used this to solve this technical question. According to Tosfos, Tanna v'Chizkiyah means three completely different things. Now, remember the original kasha we had. The kasha was, how could you everyone agree with Tanna v'Chizkiyah if Rebbe and the Chacham disagree with Tanna v'Chizkiyah? It's an answer, very easy to answer. What is Tosfos' answer? Tanna v'Chizkiyah said, what is Tosfos say? Everyone agrees with the first din of Tanna v'Chizkiyah, which is Kimlud Ravine, which is the relevant part in our sugya. If you did two things, remember, what are the two things here? Right? You're chayve misa shogin v'davar acher. Two different things. A bal bito, or you killed someone and ripped their shirt, or you burned down someone's field on Shabbos. Two different things. Everyone agrees with that part of Tanna v'Chizkiyah. Everyone agrees. Rebbe and Rabbanan disagree with the second din. I assume everyone agrees with the third din as well, but that's just not relevant here.
I mean, yeah, the Gemara still tells us someone has to throw, which is the definition of showing unity, so it makes sense that...
Over here, right, exactly. Okay, that's a toast answer. Don't worry about Rebbe and the Chachamim. Everyone agrees with Tanna v'Chizkiyah's. Everyone agrees with Tanna v'Chizkiyah's first din, which is what's relevant to our discussion. That's the other din, which is not relevant to our discussion. What about the fact that there's a man to less like Tanna v'Chizkiyah? There seems to be someone who disagrees with Tanna v'Chizkiyah legamre. Tos says, no problem. There is someone who disagrees with legamre, even in a moment acher. There is a Rav Chaga Midroma in Bava Kamma, Mem Beis Amin Aleph, disagrees with the first din. And that's what's referred to in Sanhedrin Pei Dalet. Because Taka, what does Rav Chaga Midroma says? If I kill someone without Kavana, I'm even potter from the Vlados. I'm even potter from the other money of the miscarriage. Okay, so he disagrees with even the first din. But, I don't mean to sound disrespectful, even though Rav Chaga Midroma disagrees with Tanna v'Chizkiyah, Rav Chaga Midroma doesn't count as somebody. You know, he's a minor, repeater of Raisas. He's, let's call him Tana. He's a minor Tana who's a Das Yachid, who's, you know, it still doesn't count. Jews are the first in, but he's a das yachid, and therefore, what does our Gemara mean? Everyone agrees to have a Rebbe and the Chachamim, who are most people, disagree with the second din, but everyone agrees with the first din. Someone disagrees even with the first din. That's Haga Midroma. He doesn't count. He's not important compared to the other Tanarim we're dealing with here. No one's gonna hold like him. So Tosa says, what's shot in the Gemara? Tosa says, the Gemara means everyone agrees with Tanit Vechizkiah. Okay, reasonable enough. Says the Rabban and the Rashba, they say it a little differently, if you'll allow me to interrupt in the middle of Tosas. Says the Rabban and the Rashba, they're close. What they say is that most Tanoim agree with Tanit Vechizkiah. How do they know most Tanoim agree with Tanit Vechizkiah? They say, well, let's think about it for a second. Back to Rebbe and the Chachamim. Which one of them mamish disagrees with the Tanna Mechizkiah? And which one of them just technically has a different shot in the Pasuk? Who actually goes against, they both disagree with Tanna Mechizkiah, but who goes against Tanna Mechizkiah here? Rebbe or the Chachamim? Rebbe's the one who goes against Tanna Mechizkiah. He says you kill someone by accident, you pay money. Chachamim are disagreeing with Tanna Mechizkiah. They have a different shot in the Pasuk. But they're not against him. What do Chachamim say? If I try to kill Reuben, I kill Shimon, I kill Misa. That's not actually, that's against the drasha of Tanna Mechizkiah. Against the lashon of Tanna Mechizkiah. Not against the shita of Tanna Mechizkiah. They never say that I can do Chiv Misa and I'm Chayiv Mamon. They never deny I can live around me. They just say that we're not talking, this certain pasuk Nefeshav and Nefesh is talking about if I try to kill Reuben and kill Shimon and Chayiv Misa, which happens to not match the lashon of Tanna Mechizkiah, the deed of lashon of Tanna Mechizkiah, but they're not against his principle. They admit that Chayiv Misa Shogun a potter from Mamon. So that's what they say. They say very cleverly. They say no. Chachamim agree to the shita of agree to the main point of Tanit Vechizkiah, which is the Ptur Mamo. They just disagree about a side point. They disagree about a side point. Well, the side point they disagree with is whether you're Chayiv Misa for killing the wrong person. That has nothing to do with the main point of Tanit Vechizkiah. That has to do with who's Chayiv Misa, who's not. Tanit Vechizkiah is talking about who's Chayiv Mamon and who isn't. That's a side point. They only disagree about a side point. So therefore, the Chachamim agree with, I know, Tanit Vechizkiah mafka mi Chachamim. If you look at everything he says and all the diyukim in his lashon, he's against the Chachamim. But his main shita is not against the Chachamim. His main shita is that whoever does anything that has to do with Misa doesn't pay money. That's not against the Chachamim. Just as a side point, he thought if I try to kill Reuben and kill Shimon, I don't get executed. The Chachamim think I do get executed. That's a side point. Who's the only one who disagrees with Mamash disagrees with Tanna Vechizkiah?
Rebbe.
Rebbe disagrees with the main point of Tanna Vechizkiah. But we don't. So why are we asking if Rebbe disagrees with Tanna Vechizkiah? Why is there such a kasha? Tanna Vechizkiah. The answer is because Rebbe's still a minority shita. He's not Rav Chaim Droma. Too many stories in the Gemara about people who like make fun of tell me a chum, what happens to them. I don't want to start saying bad things about Rav Chaim Droma. If you can't criticize Menashe, then I don't want to know what happens to you if you criticize Rav Chaim Droma. But nonetheless, Tulsa says that all the mainstream Tanaim have to agree with Tanna Vechizkiah. It's only obscure Tanaim. Obscure is not an insult. It's only obscure Tanaim who might disagree with him. The Ramban Rashi say no. It's just the majority agrees with Tanna Vechizkiah, and the minority disagrees with him. What is our Gemara saying? Isn't Rabbi Yochanan the majority? Shouldn't Rabbi Yochanan know that Yochanan v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim? And that's what he said. Rabbi disagrees with the main point of Tanit v'Chizkiya, but Yochanan v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim. The halacha is like the Chachamim against Rabbi. Assume the Ravid and this Ramban and the Rashba seem to assume. The halacha is like the Chachamim against Rabbi. If the halacha is like the Chachamim against Rabbi, then Rabbi Yochanan wants to be the halacha. Then we ask the Chachamim Yochanan. How could you be against Tanav Yechizkiya? If you're against Tanav Yechizkiya, you're like a very respectable, good Shita, but you're not the halacha. Doesn't Rabbi Yochanan want to be the halacha, according to the majority opinion? So that's what they say. Majority of the Tanav agree with Tanav Yechizkiya, the Chachamim, not Rabbi. The third Shita is the Rashba in Tosos. Who's the Rashba in Tosos? What do we call him to not confuse him with the Rashba of the Fiducia Rashba? The Rashbi Shantz. Right? The Rashbi Shantz is, whenever Tosos quotes the Rashba, he doesn't mean the Fiducia Rashba. From Spain, he means the Rashbi Shantz. The Rashbi Shantz, what's his answer? He says, does Ardmore mean that everyone agrees with Tanav Yechizkiya and that's why they're saying the Kasha from it? Or does it mean the majority agrees with Tanav Yechizkiya and that's why they're saying the Kasha from it? Or something more modest. Well, obviously something more modest. That's the only option left, right? What's this? What's just pshat in the Gemara? Notice, no lumdas here. I'm just trying to read pshat in the Gemara. What's pshat in the Gemara according to the Rashbi Shantz? Why are they asking a kasher? Remember, we rejected Ravin. Or is it Ravdimi? I always forget. We rejected Ravdimi. We rejected Ravdimi because Tanav Yechizkiya can't be. You can't have the right pshat in Rabbi Yochanan. Tanav Yechizkiya. So first thing Tos says, because everyone agrees with Tanav Yechizkiya. And that's what he says in most of Shas and Bava Kama and Sanhedrin, mainstream Tosos. The Ramban and Rashi, he can't hold like that. He can't disagree with Tanav Yechizkiya because then he'd be like Rabbi and he wants to be la halacha like the majority. What does the Rashbi Shantz say? That why do we have the right to ask a kasha from Tanav Yechizkiya if lots of people disagree with Tanav Yechizkiya? He said, no, really, Rabbi and Rabbanan disagree with Tanav Yechizkiya. Really, they do disagree with the Tanav Yechizkiya. If you want to know who's the Mandalesle, maybe it means Rebbe and the Rabbanan. Or he says, maybe there's other Tanan. There's lots of them who disagree with Tanav Yechizkiya. Basically, according to Rashi Mishnah, Tanav Yechizkiya didn't come down, with Moshe from Har Sinai. Tanav Yechizkiya is one opinion. Eilu ve'il jivil kim chayim. It's nothing to be too upset about. He says maybe it means Rebbe Rabbanan. He doesn't say those words, but that's the flow. And then he says, or maybe a dachlam and zayin of days. There's this Rebbe Shmuel ben Osher Rebbe Yochanan ben Broka, who, if you do the cheshbon there, disagrees with Tanav Yechizkiya. How do we know? Because he darshins the Torah of Derech Aliyah, Derech, you read it from Kol Chayrim. Then they say, but isn't that darshin from Tanav Yechizkiya? They say, you're right, you have to darshin Kol Chayrim a different way. But that shows that whoever darshins Kol Chayrim that way disagrees with Tanav Yechizkiya. So he makes a cheshbon of life, lam zayin, or beis, that Rabbi Shmuel ben Osher Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka disagrees with Tanav Yechizkiya. Or maybe Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Okay, lots of Tanav, no shortage of Tanav disagree with Tanav Yechizkiya. It's really not a big deal at all. What's our Gemara mean? What does our Gemara mean? Why is everyone asking Kasha of demon from Tanav Yechizkiya? Just say, who cares about Tanav Yechizkiya? We don't hold like that. Big Tana, big Tzadik, Tama Chacham. But I hold like many of the other Tanaim. What's the shot of the Rashbi Shantz? Someone? No lumbus. How does he read the Gemara? If lots of people, being, he takes Pashup Shad and Sanhedrin. Pashup Shad and Sanhedrin is that lots of people disagree with Tanav Yechizkiya. Peidala, they mention the ones who disagree. In Ayin Tes, it says everyone disagrees. Everyone mentioned in that Sugya disagrees. Everyone mentioned Ayin Tes disagrees. Someone disagrees with Peidala. He even goes to Medayik that two block from now, and Ablam and Zayin Aksuba, someone disagrees. So since when do you ask a kasha from someone who's controversial? So what does he say? And here the Ramban and Rashba analyzer, it's a good deal, bad deal, I'm not going to get into it, says the Rashbi Shantz, I'll read it to you, maybe it's not here, Now I'm getting nervous. Ularashba nire, debishim hachin kaparach lemitana de bechizkia. Why? Mishum de Rabbi Yochanan moki masnisim shul hisrubo. Remember, we're discussing Rabbi Yochanan Mish Lakish. How did Rabbi Yochanan Mish Lakish start saying what they said? Remember how this all started in the Daf Beis? We're trying to answer this theory between our Mishnah and the Mishnah Matmos. Meaning, they were all saying it as interpretations of our Mishnah. This is all Peirush of the Mishnah of Elun Arus. Right? Bidlo Hisrubo. Can I say fa? So it all started as a Peirush of the Mishnah Elun Arus. Hold on. According to Rabbi Yochanan, right? Remember, the only thing that changed between Rabbi Yimi and Rabbi Yochanan. So we're talking about Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in the mission of Elun Arus. Hold on a second. What was Rabbi Yochanan's pshat in the mission of Elun Arus? It was that, why do you pay money in the first mission of Elun Arus? Why do you pay money? Because lo hisru pay. If the first mission of Elun Arus is lo hisru pay, then the stomach of the second mission of Elun Arus is also lo hisru pay. What did the second mission of Elun Arus say? We didn't get to it yet, right? It says, Balbito, if you do Chi of Nisa, then you don't pay money. Hold on a second. What did the first two Mishnayos of Elun Arus say? First two Mishnayos of Elun Arus say, at least the way the Mishnayos are split up in the Gemara, says, if you're Baal Chai Malkus, you pay money. Chai Misa, you don't pay money. What does Riochan say? Lo Hisru Bey. Hashem. You're Baal Chai Malkus, Lo Hisru Bey, you pay money. Chai Misa, Lo Hisru Bey, you don't pay money. Basically, the Mishnah in Elun Arus will leave to Rabbi Yochanan is mefurish like Tanit Bechizkia. It's not that everyone has to agree with Tanit Bechizkia. It's that Rabbi Yochanan, when he's interpreting our Mishnah, has to agree with Tanit Bechizkia. Because that is Gufa, his pshat in our Mishnah. So what does the Rashi Shan say? He says, Rabbi Yochanan must say that our Mishnah holds like Tanit Bechizkia. It's objectively Tanit Bechizkia must be correct. But it's that, if this is all saying pshat in what Rabbi Yochanan says on our Mishnah, what Rabbi Yochanan says in our Mishnah is Tanit Bechizkia. Because what it say, Eilun Alokin Abalachoso Bli Hasra. Sorry, not Eilun Alokin. Eilun Narosh Eishlam Knas Habalachoso without Hasra. The Eilun Narosh Eilun Knas Habalbito without Hasra. Obviously, the Hasra doesn't change to the Mishnah. It's only how Chomer the Aveiros that changes. So it's a Mefurish Mishnah. Habal Bito without Hasra doesn't pay Knas, because Kimon Rabbi name. So it's a Mefurish Mishnah. Chai Misa Shogun, I'm Pater from Mamo, like Tanit Bechizkia. And that's the question wasn't really from Tanit Bechizkia. It was really from the fact that Rabbi Yochanan has to hold like Tanit Bechizkia in our Mishnah. And that's what the Rashi Mishan says. Imke Masnisen Sober to Chai Misa Shogun Turin. He saved my Behishmol, lift him Chai Mal to the fire. So why didn't they just ask for our Mishnah? Why are they bringing Tanit Bechizkia? No, because our mission is a diak, so they'd rather bring in Tanit Bechizkia. But with the hand in mind, it's a little bit of duck shot in the Gemara, but the hand in mind was not to really ask from Tanit Bechizkia, because Tanit Bechizkia has to be right. To ask from Tanit Bechizkia, because our Mishnah, according to Rabbi Yochanan, has to be talking about Tanit Bechizkia, has to be agreeing with Tanit Bechizkia. They just asked it in a little bit of a roundabout way, and confused the other Rishonim. Okay, these are the three shots in our Gemara. Agav, I don't know if you're allowed to go back to before the Mechitah, but no, of course you're not. If you remember, we wanted a taina when we were malabin this together that the Maharsha in Makos holds that the Gemara in Chulin follows Rav Dimi as opposed to Ravin. They ask an interesting question: how could the Gemara in Chulin follow Rav Dimi as opposed to Ravin? Rav Dimi is disproven here. The answer might be, Rav Dimi's not really disproven, according to Rashi Shas. Rav Dimi's only disproven in our Mishnah. In our Mishnah, Rav Dimi must be wrong. But in a different Mishnah, Rav Dimi can be correct. Okay, so you might want to put that back in the notes. How could the Maharsha say the Gemara in Chulin follows Rav Dimi, for Rav Dimi's dead wrong? According to the Maharsha, Rashi Shas, he's not dead wrong. He's only dead wrong in the third paragraph of Tzuvos. What? Okay, that's a ha'ara. I mean, Rabbi Yochanan said what he said here. Alright, fine. Erase that. Say that. Lo mishana. Okay, now, let us get to, let's just check what we've said so far. I'm pretty sure we haven't said any lomas yet, right? We've just said pashut shot. Right? So far, daf yomi. The real way you should do daf yomi.
You are daf
yomi.
We don't have a blackboard
of Daf Yomi. Ah, halavai. Okay. The Now, in Daf Yomi, you have a brace up, you keep it in your head. It's only you have to communicate to others, you need a blackboard. So, says, actually, it's not true. It's good too. In Daf Yomi, you just take a notebook and you use it as your blackboard. But it's always good, even when you're learning by yourself, it's always good to make charts in your notebook, even with a blackboard.
We use little dowels for all of your notes.
Okay, I have a different sheet than your vamos, but that's, my sheet is not popular. I think it's a mistake the way everyone learns your vamos. Whenever it says the Gemara has all these, it's halos, all this fancy haluyos and all these weird family structures to try to figure out how the family works, and then the Rashi tries to help them figure out how the family works. I think that's a terrible idea. I think it's a terrible idea. You just get confused in how the family works. When I learn your vamos, I just take the Gemara's word for it. If the Gemara says that one of my brothers was married to my sister's daughter, and the other of my brothers was married to my mother, I just assume one of my brothers married to my sister's daughter, one of them married to my mother, and what is halacha? Who cares how the family works out? I'll take Chazal's word for that it works out. That's my shita. Next time you come around to Yavamos in 7.5 years, you'll be better off not trying to figure out how the whole family works out. Just to assume, if the Gemara says X is married to Y, X is married to Y, and it works out. And let's think about what the halachic implications are, not how to have such a family. Okay, but that is nothing to do with Kshubas. Okay, let's review what we've learned so far. Right? We basically learned, I apologize for not reading inside, but we can all read Tosfos inside, Tosfos der Masalumi. That's all we've done. Learn Tosfos der Masalumi and throw one into Rishon. Number one, the question of who agrees with Tana Vechizkiya, who doesn't? Three different opinions. Either everyone except for one outlier agrees with Tana Vechizkiya, but then you have to split Tana Vechizkiya into three parts and say they agree to the part that's relevant here. Or the majority agree with Tana Vechizkiya, his main point. The Chacham only disagreed with a total irrelevant side point that was not what he was trying to say at all, just came out of the way he expressed his drasha. Or maybe very few people agree with Tana de Bechizkiya. But our Mishnah does according to Rabbi Yochanan, and we're analyzing Rabbi Yochanan's Peirush on our Mishnah. We discussed whether there were three din of Tana de Bechizkiya or one din, just three examples of how far to take it in Tana de Bechizkiya, and we discussed how Tana de Bechizkiya would explain the Pasuk. Now I want to ask a simple question, and this is where we're going to need the sheet Jonathan Lubin helped me clarify. Here's a great question. Let's say I kill someone by accident. Chas v'shalom, thank you. Let's say I kill someone by accident, chas v'shalom. Right? And now, what happens? Let's say someone kills someone by accident, chas v'shalom. So what do they do? Take him to court. They take him to court and they decide, you know what? That wasn't criminal negligence. We'll let you off the slap on the wrist, and beit mishpat, or we'll give you 60 days probation, 2 weeks community service, whatever it is. Okay, in modern day Western legal systems. Is that the end? What happens next?
Civil suit.
A civil suit! They sue the fellow for, again, assuming the guy was negligent, right? Adam Udiolam, I think the civil courts hold Adam Udiolam like Tosfos, not like the Ramban. But assuming the guy was negligent, then they say, hold on a second, how about the value of the person you killed? Right? After all, now we left a widow and an orphan's hospital. Now who's gonna pay the rent, and who's gonna pay the tuitions, and who's gonna pay for the chasanas, and v'chuli. Right? Forget about the emotional suffering. Leave that aside for now. Now the value of the fellow. The fellow was worth, obviously, we all know people's values cannot be fully expressed in dollars and cents. But the guy's also worth dollars and cents. So how about paying for that? And the civil court would say, sure, you have to pay. I mean, if you can prove that it really happened the way you say it happened, and that the guy was at least a little bit at fault, other than the olam, at least in a low level of shia, even if he's not whether or not he's criminally negligible, criminally liable, you could sue him in civil court. Okay, what does the halacha say about this? I just this morning, 6 hours ago, I was reading an interesting article in Torah Journal about such a case. What does the halacha say about this case? And it was actually in this Torah journal, the fellow had already sued and won. The main point of this article was, we're not getting into it at all, was, after all, the fellow's dead, who should get the money? Right? Who inherits? Do the daughters inherit or only the sons inherit? Not only that, What if the guy owed money? Do the creditors get the money? Do the Yorshim get the money? All kinds of fascinating discussions are not at all for us right now. But one of the discussions was, hold on a second, does anyone deserve the money or not, right? So what would you say as a, we're leaving the Beit Mishpat and we're going to the Beit Hadin, right? The luckily in modern day Hebrew, I don't think philosophically these words necessarily mean this, but Beit Mishpat they use for the secular courts, Beit Hadin they use for the religious courts.
But there is mammon because you have to pay a fee to get into any of these courts.
All right. Kesef Yanis Hakol. Lamaisa, let's say I go to Beis Din. What will Beis Din say if Chas V'Shalom I killed someone by accident? What will Beis Din say? Do I have to pay his value or not? What? L'chornat, Tanit Bechisya, right? Isn't that exactly Tanit Bechisya? Right? I don't have to pay. If I'm Chayiv Misa, I don't have to pay. Right? So this should be very, very poshut.
But here we said he's not Chayiv Misa, but we're talking about...
That's the exact point of Tanit Bechisya.
Right.
So, are you Lubetz Chavrusa?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the next question you want to ask?
You
didn't discuss this with you?
Yeah.
Okay, so is that the end of the question? I go to Beis Din, Beis Din says, sorry, you don't have to, sorry, you can't collect the money from him, because since he killed someone, it could have been Chayiv Misa, even though he really wasn't. Tanit Bechisya.
This is totally the way Rashi and Tosfos learn Tanit Bechisya. I mean, would Rashi learn this too?
What do you mean by this?
Because Tosfos is, Tosfos seems to say at the end that you learn you can't be telling you can't use mammon to put you from the Misa.
Okay, that was the third part. But how about the second part? Here's a fascinating question. Let me add a clearly pushit. We're going to need to take a picture of the board at some point. Pushit to me that obviously Bezin will not make you pay. That's Tanit Bechisya. You don't have to pay, right? The question is, well, I'll come back to it in a moment. Why? Don't I have to pay if I kill someone chas v'shalom by accident? So, here's the very fascinating question. Let me give you the actual answer. Do I have to pay lotzei sidei shamayim? Bezin can't make me pay. How about lotzei sidei shamayim? Right? The family comes to me chas v'shalom and says, you know, we can't sue you in Beis Din because of kimlud rabbinei. Tanit Bechisya says, even though you're not going to get executed, it's still kimlud rabbinei. But Latzei Shidei Shemayim, you still owe us the money. Not only that, but we probably see mentioned in the Ketos here and there that Rashi and many other Rishonim even hold that if I'm Chayiv Latzei Shidei Shemayim, then what can they do? They can be toe-faced, right? So maybe they do have some recourse here. So what do you think? If someone kills someone b'shogeg,
Well, that's a question of how much Kiskiya is really building a Kiman Ravine or not.
Aha! So if someone kills someone Bishogi, now, okay, let me preface. Not all Rishonim, remember, the Sugi of Esan Asotora Fiel Baal Imo say that the Achiv Latze Shishmaim is Kiman Ravine. But the most Rishonim say that, and that's the Psak in the Shulchan Aruch. The Psak Allah of Rov Rishonim is that in Kiman Ravine there's still Achiv Latze Shishmaim. So, let's get back to this now. There's still Achiv Latze Shishmaim. In Kimlud Rabminei. So, am I Chayiv Latzei Shidei Shemayim? What do you think? What do you think about this Shaila? It's a good Shaila. You know what else is a good Shaila? Because there's some Achronim who write that whenever the Melech is Gozer that you have to pay something that you're Chayiv Bidei Shemayim, then you have to pay it. So here, the secular courts say you have to pay your Chayiv Latzei Shidei Shemayim anyway. You can't claim, Adla, take me to secular court, you Meiser, you Apikores, you Tziyani, take me to secular courts, so and they're going to make me pay money that I don't owe based on the Torah. Maybe I do owe based on the Torah, Latzei Shidei Shemayim. Maybe the secular courts are good enough for Latzei Shidei Shemayim. It's Tvisa. Right? Real life Shaila. Go to Beis Din. Go to a very, very from Beis Din. Not getting into any of these philosophical yonim with modern day states, etc. Go to a very Haredi Beis Din and say the secular courts made me pay money for this rashlanut. It's against Tanit Bechisya. They have no right to the money. Put them in chayim until they give it back. What will the Beis Din say? Well, you're right. You don't have to pay this money. All the Bentleys say, well, came the Rabbi name, but there's still a Chidlot Zizni Shemayim. They did have the right to take the money. You can't ask for the money back. Once they take the money, they can keep it. Great question, no? So, what would we say? This is discussed by, this exact scenario is not discussed by Ixos, but Ixos and others. Let's ask the following question. Chiyuv Dmei Neherag. Am I chayav to pay Dmei Neherag? Right? So clearly I am potter. Right? Right? We, according to Tanit Vechizkia at least. Right? Lefi Tanit Vechizkia potter me Dmei Neherag. I don't have to pay the value of the dead person. Of the person who was killed. Why? So according to Rashi, the answer is, I think, very partial. According to Rashi, why don't I have to pay the value of the dead person? According to Rashi, why don't I have to pay the value of the dead person? What? Because Tanu Vechizkia, and what rule would that be part of? Exactly. For Rashi, Udi Imei, the answer is, Kimle Ramine. Why don't I have to pay? Because of Kimle Ramine. That's why I don't have to pay. It's the rule of Kimle Ramine. Until Tanit Vechizkia came along, I thought Kimle Ramine was only Bemezit. Now I know it's even Beshogi, even Miskaving, even Derech Aliyah. No matter how I killed the fellow, Chas V'Shalom, I have Kimle Ramine. Okay. How about according to Tosfos? How about according to Tosfos? According to Tosfos, there are three different rules of Tanit Vechizkia, right? One rule is Mamun Acher, right? That's the classic extension of Kimle Ramine that we've been discussing all from Daf Chav Tes, right? Remember in Daf Chav Tes we already started discussing this. This is the second part of Tanit Vechizkia, right? Why is the second part of Tanit Vechizkia? It's not that I did two different things wrong. I killed someone and did something else. All the fellow did was kill someone. The question is, if he killed him amazing, he gets Misa. If he killed him Meshogi, does he get less than Misa? So this is the second part of Tanit Vechizkia. Here, unclear, is the second in the Tanit Vechizkia also part of Kimle Ramine? Or is it a different principle? So according to Tosfos, maybe, I can't prove it. You could say there are three different dinim Tanit Vechizkia, but they're all Kimle Ramine. They're all Kimle Ramine. Here, if you do two things, if one is Misa, you don't pay Mamun for the second, it's Kimle Ramine. If you do one thing, it never goes down to Mamun, it's Kimle Ramine. And you can't redeem yourself with money, because you don't owe money, because it's Kimle Ramine. Could be. But the Pashim Shad and Tosos might be, Lani is Daiti, maybe, and Tosos, no. The first din is the first din, the second din is the second din, the third din is the third din. The first din is Kimle Ramine. The second din is that killing someone never has a Chi of Mamun. There's only one punishment for killing someone. There's no alternate punishments for killing someone. And the third din is that you can never redeem yourself instead. So maybe, according to Tosos, it is that bi'ikaron ein onesh mamon l'rtzicha elarak mises bezdin. Maybe, according to Tosos, this is a different din. It's not Kimle Ramine. It's that Kimle Ramine is when you have two different things. Here it's that there's one thing you did wrong. You might have thought one thing you did wrong could have two possible punishments. Kamash Ramon, no. Ritzicha only has a punishment of Misa. There is no Ritzicha. There is no punishment of Mamon for Ritzicha. Chavala has a punishment of Mamon. What's the Nafgamina? Basically what we're asking is a Chakira in Hariga B'Likavana. What's the Chakira? The Chakira is it that you would be Chayav because Ritzicha is also Hezek, but Kimle Ramine, that's clearly Rashi's Derech, you would be Chayav, Ritzicha is also Hezek, just you have Kimle Ramine. Or is it that, no, Ritzicha is
mazik. No. Ritzicha and mazik are two different things. There's just, you are fundamentally potter because there is no chiyuv mamon for killing someone. Now, theoretically, if you want to say this wasn't Tali and Rashi and Tosos, you could say maybe even Tosos would be with Rashi. He just means another type of killing Ramine. Bedochak, maybe if you want to say Rashi with Tosos, that would be a little more dochak. But nearly, that maybe they're arguing about this Chakira. Yosef.
How would Tosos know that there's no... It doesn't seem to be included in any of these three.
No, according to Rashi, what's Tanami Chizkia? If I kill B'mezid, since I get Misa, I don't pay Mamon. If I kill B'shogeg, since I could have theoretically been close to getting Misa, I don't pay Mamon. According to Tosos, B'mezid, the onus is explicit in the Torah Misa, and not Mamon, because it's forced, the onus is Misa, not Mamon. Even B'shogeg, the onus is not Mamon.
No, but what about B'mezid himself? Why doesn't B'mezid have to pay, let's say, Sedeshmai?
I mean, according to Rashi. Maybe he does.
According to Tosos.
Because there is no chi of mamon for murder.
We know that.
What?
We only know that there's no chi of mamon to substitute for.
How do we know that? So the truth is, just to be fair, the Shidduch Metzah says they might really argue about the svara that comes before Tanit v'Chizkia. What you would have thought be svara. How do we know that according to Tosos? The simple shot is, you might have to say, okay, you might have to say, and I think this is what the Shidduch Metzah says in the middle of the sheet, that they're really arguing before Tanit v'Chizkia. You know, Misvara is Ritzicha also a mazik or not. Rashi would say that, now let's see if I can get myself into trouble. You could say, Ritzicha is also a mazik, but Perkim Naramni, Bein 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 Mishogi. Or you could say, no, Ritzicha is different. Ritzicha is Ritzicha. It's not mazik, it's ritzicha. You might have had a mina, just like kofeh, you might have had a mina. Sometimes ritzicha can also be lowered to this level of money. Kamashko, no, ritzicha just stays with one punishment, black and white, yes or no. Now, there are tremendous nafkaminas, the Achronim explain, to this question. The main nafkamina to this question is, of course, latzei shidei shamayim. If fundamentally there is no monetary punishment for killing, killing is killing, it's not about monetary punishments, then you wouldn't even chayv le shemayim. If there could have punishment, just kim le rab mine, then maybe you're still chayv le latzei shidei shemayim. Says on this makor sheet, the second makor, very famous, there's only one makor that deals with this in Rishonim. It's in Or Zeruah. But no one quotes it as the Or Zeruah, they all quote it from the Hagos Ashri, who's the one who collects all the... or most of the important numbers are ruas. So puts them in shas. Says that the Ashri Reuven charges Shimon after shechayv misa mishalim dam of the yorshim v'alatzi yishmai. Reuven killed Shimon. Whether or not it's chayv misa has to pay his heirs his value. Latzi yishmai. Inami tofsh yorshim nei lof kimenei. Or if the yorshim are toface, then they can keep it. Says the Agos Ashri. If you kill someone, you're chayv to pay their value. Latzi yishmai. If you took the other side of the coin, then you would say Potter. I don't know, most Rishonim don't discuss it at all. Then you would say Potter. Right? In this case that I read about, what did he say? He says, Taka, it's okay that they went to Beit Mishpat and sued for his value when someone killed him negligently, because we followed Agos Ashri. That there's still a chiyuv latzei yishmai. It's only p'tor kim l'ramine. You should be chayiv. It's only p'tor kim l'ramine. If he should be chayiv, it's only p'tor kim l'ramine. Then he's chayiv latzei yishmayim, and he could be toface. And anytime you're chayiv latzei yishmayim, if they make a law like that, you could follow that law. It's not a law against the Torah. It's a law that's like the Torah. It's just enforcing chiyuv latzei yishmayim.
So that wouldn't be like Tosos.
Correct, or like maybe Tosos might sound like. I can't promise you a Tosos. Mm. The other nafkamina is, of course, what we just said. Not just. What is a... let's look at another nafkamina in this great Minchas Chinuch. The other nafkamina might be, look at this Minchas Chinuch, next on the sheaf, and the other thing is daiti pashat. Bahat. To know that the Horror God taught to me, Lashalam Dama, you kill someone, you don't have to pay his value, Shay Shabbat the Yorshin, that he was worth to his Yorshin, the Misa Bodum Tashlumin. The Misa Patu Yorshin Tashlumin, Kim the Rabbinay, the Ad Chai Misa Shogim Torim, Ayin Perakil Naros, Mitan and Vechiska. Fine, but most Ashri Perik Shoshin Ovid Al Behe Kosev and Tosfo Yorshin Bamo Deim Motzi in Miyadam. Right? That he says Tvisa works, right? Here's the old trick, right? How do you know what obscure Rishon or what the Rishonim say all over Shas if you don't know what Rishonim called? Well, you look at the Menachas Chinuch and he quotes everyone interesting. So says the Menachas Chinuch, he says, well, the reason you don't pay is Kinlan to Rab Mihei. And therefore, says the Gos Ashri, that if your total face it works, the Gam Chai Bob Lotzadi Shemayim, Kemo, B'chol Mokum, the Kaimel, the Kimlan Rab Mihei, Ayin Rashi, the Babakama. Over the Tzos HaChoshin Simen Tov Yod Pilpel Ba'arichos, Ba'arichos. Look at the Tzos, he goes back and forth as to whether he agreed with the Rambam or not, he is, with the Gos Ashri or not, he assumes some Rishon and disagree. Which we'll mention. Says the Menachas Chinuch, I have a good nafkamina. Not whether or not you're high blessed Yishamayim, that we already know. Here's my good nafkamina. Imkena, hori gesa trefa, the aim chayav misa. What about hori gesa trefa? Right? If someone kills a trefa, right? Trefa, not a trefa animal, trefa person, right? Let's say a person is already dying, there's some puncture in his inner organs, and he's dying, and someone kills him. They're potter for misa. They're not potter for misa because they're shogegging, miskavin, etc. They're potter for misa because they didn't kill the kind of person you're chayiv misa for. Meaning, they didn't do a maisa of chayiv misa at all. They killed a treifa. Said the Menachas Chinuch, they ain't chayiv misa, but they chayiv l'shal medamim. There's no kinyan revenue if you kill the treifa. Kill the treifa, you haven't done a chayiv misa b'mezen, or b'shogeg, or b'miskavin, or ain't a miskavin, or derech aliyah, or derech yirida. You did a maisa that's not chayiv misa at all. Therefore, by the chayv l'shal medam sheshav liyorshim, om hayinokim argolius k'dosha right lasas v'lacham l'shal medam of liyorshim. Right, if he's value, if he was usually trafers can't work hard, but if he was an expert craftsman who knew how to string pearls, etc., then yeah, his value is yorshim. Afladas harama perpudim nizgemam they dumb and horim potim shulma ayin sham be'akus. The Ptos assumes that. Lefi Achronim. The Achronim assume the Rambam would disagree on this. Why do they assume the Rambam would disagree on this? Because the Rambam holds, if you look here someplace on the sheet, yes. The fifth Bukhar, Yeira Lisha Afisha Atom Shahim is Evido Shivka Potom and Aknashim Shloshim Sela Kotzma Torah, and Hamish Hold the Kambodam Shalom Chati to Meha Evido Chati Meha Shivkun Guru Kilu Hamish Shokavir Ochamoro. He says, it seems to me that if a short tam kills an eved or shefcha, he's potter from knas, but he's still chayiv nezek on the value of the eved and the shefcha. Says the Ravid, Yerol li shafi shatam shehemis, etc. Hemish lo bekavonim shalom chatzim eved. Amar Vram, hasvar azu einu mechuveris. Doesn't make sense. Sharel pi atzu damar rabbul mishalom kofar ben chorin afilu hot mishalom damin. Ugami eved damin. Nami lo mishalom shlo bekavonim. Even chorin lo mishalom chatzim damin. Gabi eved amai mishalom chatzim damin. That's the important part. Says the Ravid, everyone agrees. If your short time kills a ben chori, you don't pay half his value. So why should you pay half the value of an evet? El mistaber bein ben chori ben evet dom mishalim bein al piatmo bein she lo b'kavana. He thinks whether ben chori or an evet, you should pay dom. Okay, the Ravid thinks if your short time kills someone, you have to pay his value, not kofar, value, whether he's an evet or ben chori. Rambam says if your short time kills an evet, you have to pay half the value, but a ben chori, no. The Achronim called the sheep. The Rambam ain't done the Ben Chorin. There's no monetary penalty for killing a Ben Chorin. Now the Rambam's talking that you're sure doing it. That's why it's not so pashtun. But the Ktos extrapolates. If the Rambam thinks if you're sure kills a regular person, there's no monetary penalty. I know it's a sure word, there's kofar, but kofar is different. We're talking about regular mazik. There's no mazik if you're sure kills someone. Likewise, there's no mazik if you kill someone. Therefore, the Achronim assume it's not so pashat. The Rambam just says it's not called mazik if your shor kills a ben chorin. The Achronim assume it's also not called mazik if you kill a ben chorin. It's not obvious, but that's the Achronim like the Ktos Menachas Chinuch assume. Therefore, they assume the Rambam would say no. If you kill a ben chorin, it's b'ikaron not mazik. It's just not called mazik to kill a ben chorin. If it's just not called mazik, then you're not even chayev. Then you're not even chayav. Latzis v'shemayim. As the Menachas Chinuch, what about a horeg es hatreifa? The Menachas Chinuch, according to the Hagos Ashri, says you're chayav to pay for it. Why? Because no kin lev ravine in a treifa. You didn't do anything that could have possibly gotten you to be chayav misa. However, the Minchas Chino says, according to the Rambam, you'd be potter, because he assumes the Rambam holds against Rashi and the against this Sangos Ashri, and therefore, according to the Rambam, no, Be'ikaron, it's not mazik to kill someone. Mazik is damaging. Killing people is not mazik. That's a different part of the Bitsikha. And if it's fundamentally not mazik, there's fundamentally no chiyuv mamon, then even if you go and train for there's no chiyuv mamon. Another nafkamina is, I guess the third nafkamina, I think I only have three up my sleeve, is what we started with in the Chiddush Aran. Is what about horeg b'li kavana klal? What about, oh, if you kill someone without any kavana at all, like them, it's Chiddush Aran, you didn't intend to kill at all. Really, that's the case I started with to illustrate it. It wasn't killing b'shogeg or niskavi l'arga zeb harga zeb. It was mamash a car accident, like the guy just was a little negligent. What if you kill someone without kavana at all? According to, if you assume fundamentally there's no chi of mamon for killing, then if you kill someone without kavana at all, of course you should be potter. As the Achronim say for the Rambam, in damim levent chorin, there is no parsha of damim by killing people. However, if you assume it's only per kimud ramine, then if we assume Kimli Rabine only applies to Dover Hamiskavein, if you assume Kimli Rabine only applies to Dover Hamiskavein, then there's no Kimli Rabine without Kavana, then you have the Ran and Rabbeinu David and the Ravid, who I haven't mentioned yet, who say that you're chayiv l'shalom damim. Remember, that was the Ran's pshat, according to Tanu v'Chizkiya, nefesh tachas nefesh. What did the Ran say? The Ran said, oh, you could sometimes pay money for killing someone. When? When there's no kimli b'ramine. When is there no kimli b'ramine? When you did it without kavan at all. Not just lo miskavein, meaning, in the context of that parsha, you meant to kill someone else. You weren't miskavein at all. Basically, what I'm claiming here is that the Chiddush Aran, okay, let's get back to the Chiddush Aran in a moment. The Chiddush Aran here is, the Chiddush Aran here is making two assumptions. What are his two assumptions? One, that there's no Kim Levit Ramine in a Dover She'ena Miskavin. Right? Kim Levit Ramine is Miskavin Laru Gazeva Har Gazeh. If you weren't Miskavin to kill at all, there's no Kim Levit Ramine. And two is when there's no Kim Levit Ramine, you are Chayav Lishalem Demei Neherag Liyorshav. And that would follow that Gosa Shri. Right? Those are the Chidjuran's two assumptions. Number one, if it was Dor She'im is Kavin Klal, don't kill the Rabine. Number two, there is such thing as Damon Leben Chorin. There is such thing as paying for someone's life. Usually you don't pay for someone's life to the Kilin Rabine, but if there would be no Kilin Rabine, you'd have to pay for someone's life. The Rambam, at least according to the way the Achronim understand them, would disagree with this Ran for at least the second reason. He would say, who cares whether or not there's Kimlud Rabine when it's Dabashim is Kavin? There's just no such parsha as paying for killing someone. You pay for injuring, and you die for killing someone. There is no monetary penalty for Ritzicha. That's the way the Achronim understand the Rama of Ein Damin Leben Chorin. So, just to summarize, we have this Chakira. The Chakira is that the red. Is there fundamentally no chi of mamon for killing? Or there should be a chi of mamon, it's just kimlin and rabbinay. And we have three nafkaminas. Number one is, are you chai blessed de shemayim? Of course, the mainstream opinion that kimlin and rabbinay is chai blessed de shemayim. And Gosashri says yes. The Ketosos assumes the Rambam would say no. Number two is, what if it's a case of killing someone without even a havamin of chi of misa? Like he was a treifa, he was just a person who there's no chi of misa for killing. Says the Minchas Chinuch, if you hold there's a fundamental chi of, then the dochim would have by a treifa, so you'd be chayiv mamon. If you hold this fundamentally no money for tzicha, then you'd be potter. And third is, What about the Chedusha Ran, quoting Rabbi David, of Dabar She'ina Miskavi? If you hold that you could be chayiv just potter from Rav Rei, you could say there's no kinyan of Rav Nei b'Dabar She'ina Miskavi. You don't have to, but you could. If you make the first assumption, then it would flow. If you said like the Rambam, in Dabar Ben Chorin, there is no monetary penalty for killing. Then even if Dabar She'ina Miskavi cloud, there's no monetary penalty.
But this is Shefa, so I mean, is it so pashut that if you sue that you would still say that you would be puter? Meaning, if there's no tchiyah miyaseh by treifa, it would be that in the parol is also, meaning, is that in the category of ritzicha? Meaning, it is mazik, that's what it is.
I hear what you're saying. I don't think so, because it seems more like treifa is ritzicha with tour. Not that it's not a ritzicha at all. I hear what you're saying, it's just not mistaken.
You said that in the tshuva about abortion. He brought up the lack to Treifa, and he said there is an Issa of Lo Tirzach.
Right, that's the thing. There seems to be an Issa of Lo Tirzach.
Have you prepared the learning Tadrichus? Learned like Rashi, then Ben Iskami, and Shem Iskami. Learned like Tosfos, then there's no Dhamin by it.
No. Bein Miskavim, Beinu Miskavim, Bein Miskavim, the Ruvain Vahar Ruvain, Bein Miskavim, the Ruvain Vahar Shimon. That's what means Miskavim, Bein Miskavim. That's the chav. The chav is that bein miskavin, ein miskavin, zlar gazevah har gazeh. It doesn't mean lo miskavin mamash. That's the chiddush. I know it's a chiddush. What's the chiddush? The chiddush is that what was the lashon tana mechizkiya? Bein l'she'ein miskavin. L'she'ein miskavin means Niskavein laharog et zeh v'harog et zeh. It doesn't literally mean b'she'ein miskavein b'chalal. That's the chiddush of the chiddush Aran. And the right that we haven't seen yet. Yes?
I want to get something clear. So that was going to the Rambam that this groteach is not a parish of Eilon al-Khadiro. It's just like being Michal Shabbos, the last
and no, it's not in the parish of Bimominos. It's been on al-Khadiro Misa. Perhaps. I just want to point out, the Shita Mekubetzes quoting quoting a Tosfos in Peretz. I think the whole thing is quoting Tosfos in Peretz. Sometimes it's a little hard to figure out where it starts and where it ends. And Baba Kama wants to say that this Chakir is a Machlokas HaMarayim. It's in the middle of a very complicated Shakamatari. He says the Davka, the fourth Mukher, the Davka L'Rabba de Islaik, She'ein Hashor Beskila in Abayim Mashal and Kofer, in Kain Al-Karcha, Hutrach Lomer, the Hef the Mamim, the Kofer, and Kamakam Mashal and Domim, continues Zakim the Alma, then Loki and Tixli, and Mishin, the Osu, and Abayi, Helkach, Lidi David, the Pierce Aram, the Chitzib, me Utah, the Love Gabi Kofer, the Chitzib, Vahachi Mari Miskam, Mishin, the Miskam, Tana Bechizkia, Le'inyan Torah, the Kofer, well, Domim, Nathalan, Tor, Potter, Mishogeg, Kimazid, Kimo, Mamon, Shimo, says according to Rabba, really, I mean, here he's slightly Mishan Tanav Yechizkiah, he says, why is Einam Skavim Potter from Dabin, just like Shogi and Mezah, just like separate money, it's the same rule as Mamon Achir, regular Kimud Rab Minei. Kimud the Torah is Dabin the Rab, Mikoch Svaru, Kedin is Akin the Alma, that's what I said to Yosef, Misvaru, he thinks it's Jekai Mamon, you only Potter to the Kimud Rab Minei, and Kim Chekhu Kimud Rab Minei, Kimo Mamon Shimo, just like if you had money with it, you ripped someone's shirt at the same time. That's Rabba. Who made enough from the Lord? Also, I'm shoving ton of the chizki to make a shogun the mitzvah. Well, the ina chavarai for the other amorayim, the pligulay to Rabba, mechai be kofer. Shalom, kavod, mechai be shal, be afro, mari shapa, be kofer. Well, dumb, will shaykh, cloud, ben chorin. Rabba thinks, we svar a diet, shaykh to pay money, just as coming to Rabba, eh? The other amorayim think, mamma, my shaykh, cloud, ben chorin. There's no such parsha at all in the first place. Kim dap, and there's kofer, except for kofer, which is a separate parsha that we're not talking about now. Hechad like a kofar ben chorin afilu damim leka. There's no dam at all. Then Cain, the who showed me the chizkiy my redaf kling mamon shimo batrin mishum kimmud rab minim lo yaso. Miskavim shem miskavim erilin in demain derak. I knew kofar matim leolok ulegamei the matinam bein toras kofar da ein toras dam and klal ben chorin kiim toras kofar. What does he say? Shogeg amazed is talking about ripping someone's shirt. Miskavim, he has a different shot. He says talking about kofar. There is no miot to potter you from. There is no meter to pot you from the main erag because there's no such happening in the first place. So he says this is a machlokas amorayim. So this is a rabba lifi tosos rabbeinu peretz, and this is the other amorayim according to tosos rabbeinu peretz. He's the one rishon who says out this chakira explicitly. Now,
wait, I mean, so what is he meaning about with moment after if it's someone?
So when he says that, according to Rabba, the p'tur for why you don't pay to make nerag is the same as why you don't pay money if you damage something else at the same time, if you kill someone.
That's for
Kimlin Rabbi.
That's for Kimlin. That's for Lenechizkiah.
And that's Tanvi Chizkiah. Okay, hold that thought. That would be amazing. What's slightly different in this Tosfos made in Peretz is how he interprets Tanvi Chizkiah. He says that, he has a new pshat in Tanvi Chizkiah. He says, Meskavi ain't a Meskavi. He's talking about a p'tur from Kofar. And not about anything we're talking about. So he doesn't say like Rashi or Tosfos. He said Miskavish, but ain't a Miskavish. He's talking about whether you're chayv or not. Okay, here's a different shot.
Okay.
Let's just review for a second. I thought that you could tie this question of whether the Torah's Kimlin Rabine or that fundamentally is okay in the first place to Rashi and Tosfos. Because Rashi says, this is not Tosfos. Rashi says that it's all one big limud, one big din that combines everything. There's all one big kimlin rav minay. Why are you patur to the kimlin rav minay? Meaning, why is Tanvi Chizkiah disagree with Rebbe? Because of kimlin rav minay. That's why you don't pay to me nerag. But according to Tosfos, no, there's two different dinim. His first din is kimlin rav minay. He disagrees with Rebbe because of the din. You don't pay to me nerag because of the second din. Then maybe the second din means like the Echron who say for the Rambam, ein damim le ben chorin. The Tosfos in Peretz himself had a third shot at Tanvi Chizkiah. He said that the second in Tanvi Chizkiah is to pat you from Kofar. And so how do you know you're patur from Dmei Narag? Either because it's included in the first din, or Misvara.
Dmei Narag means the person's worth himself.
Yes.
Not the Mamacher.
Right. Okay. I just want to point out in the sheet, there's Machlokas Rashi Tosfos, which is not about Dmei Nerag, it's about Kofar. Kofar is slightly different, because we pass into Kofar Kapara, I believe. But Rashi says that, Rashi says here, the Umar says, if a shore and a person threw someone into a boar, leaning a Kofar, so shall ever, the shore is high of the Adam and the boar are potter. I'm potter if I don't have to pay if I throw someone into a boar and Chas Shalom he dies. Rashi says, why? Adam, the Bakhtoli, the Nami, the Asri, potter, and Tanibi, Chizki, and Yaslakad, Ubor, the Chsiv Shore, the low Adam, and Rashi's truth is that, 1 second. Alright, let's leave that Rashi there.
It isn't just a hakir about Mazik. He said that in general, if Chizkiah is coming from Kilei Rabinei, then there's a lot of other rules by Kilei Rabinei. For example, Mamanacher.
No, everyone agrees that at least the first din of Tanvi Chizkiah is Kilei Rabinei.
The second din.
Okay.
Is it the second din? If I did Maman Acher while Dorothy was coming, then
No, then that would fall into the first din. So that's not
why.
Because Maman Acher is the first din, by definition.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is an important chakira of, again, it's an Nafmina Halacha L'maisa. Nafmina Halacha L'maisa, if Chas V'Shalom,
like
someone kills someone.
Any car crash.
Do they, any car crash, whatever. Again, if they were an Unes Gomer, then they could say, well, according to Tosos, Adam Batmud the Olam, if it's not his fault at all, so then obviously, you know, Havnina, they could pay. But let's say there was negligence, right? Adam Batmud the Olam, even if there's tiny negligence, Tosos admits Adam Batmud the Olam, even if there's a small level, a low level of negligence, if there's a low level of negligence, someone kills someone, then, Nafinubia, the Chayim Watsi Shadei Shemayim, or not. And this depends on whether there's fundamentally no Chi of Mammon for killing, or there is a chi of mammon, you're the patur to kimlin rabine. And we had three nafkaminas. How did this tie into our sugya? Two places. Number one, it ties into the kedusha rabbi pshat in the pasuk. He's obviously assuming, like this side of the chakira, because he says sometimes you could have tie a chi of mammon for killing someone when you don't have kimlin rabine. And his other assumption is you don't have kimlin rabine and davar she'inu is kavin. The other place to tie into our sugya, and this is not found in the Echronim, I just think Misvara, it might have to do with the two pshatim in Tanit Bechizkiah. According to Rashi pshat in Tanit Bechizkiah, Tanit Bechizkiah is all one big din of Kilim Rabinei. So what does that mean? And Tanit Bechizkiah's Mafka Mida Rebbe says you don't have to pay Dmei Nerag. So you don't have to pay Dmei Nerag because of Kilim Rabinei. Rashi leads into the Agos HaShri. You see why the poskim like the Agos HaShri. The Chizkiah agrees with him. Rashi leads into him. Tosos says, no, Kemet Ramani is the first part of Tanavi Chizkiah. Then there's a different din in the second part, which says, you don't do Masata Nefesh Nachas Nefesh Mamon. That second din, that's a second part of Tanavi Chizkiah for Tosos, maybe it's not Kemet Ramani. Maybe the second part of Chizkiah is not Kemet Ramani. Maybe it's just a fundamental rule that killing never has a chi of money. Killing has a chi of Misa, or not, but not a key of Mavon. If so, that would lead into what the Ketzos called the Rambam Shita. I said, I should have just run with the Ketzos and say that's the Rambam Shita. Ain't done on the Ben Chorin. There's never a key of money for killing a free regular person. It's not before it's the Rambam Shita, because the Rambam prohibited if your ox kills, not if you kill. But the Ketzos and the Ben assumed that there is a Shita of the Rambam out there. That ain't done on the Ben Chorin. There's fundamentally no chi of mamon for killing someone. And I think that could flow very nicely from Tosfos, who says there are different parts of Tanavi Chizkiah. Just because one part is killed with Ramine doesn't mean the other part is killed with Ramine. Maybe the other part is just fundamental. Once killing someone is a chi of Misa, killing someone itself never becomes a chi of mamon. Not because of killing Ramine, because just it never is a chi of mamon. Because it already has a chi of Misa, and it's either yes or no, but there's no in between. Okay. That's the main part that Jonathan Lubet urged me to include in the shiur correctly. Where did we get to so far? Okay.
So just for your article, you see the line.
So in the article basically said that these people who won damages for, for a car crash, for someone who killed a relative, their father in a car crash, who won damages in court, have the halachic right to those damages, because we possibly like the Hagosa Shri, that says the fellow who drove the car and was negligent is chayiv latzei shidei shamayim. Once he's chayiv latzei shidei shamayim, therefore they didn't ask him if they could what court they should go to in the first place necessarily. But once they were awarded it by a legitimate a minhag or entity, and they're chayiv latzei shamayim anyway, then they have every right to the money. And then he just got into the question of exactly how to divvy up the money and who the money goes to, etc., which is not our opinion now. But a fascinating question, which is, the guy who was killed owed a lot of money. Do the creditors get it, or do his kids get it? Which means, the lumdus is, if you are chayiv to me, are you chayiv to him and then the kids inherit him? But if you're chayiv to him, then his creditors come before the kids. Or no, someone dies, happen to be chayiv to him. Obviously, the torment of someone dies, you're chayiv to their family. Which his creditors don't get it. Okay, that was, he brought a big machlokas achronim about that. Which we're not going to get into now. Okay, we're going to have to stop here. We have not had a chance yet to explain. We're going to have to remember everything here. So we're going to have to take a picture. We're going to have to remember this for the next year, because we're going to use these svaras to explain the Rambam to the best of our abilities. Fundamentally, I don't know if anyone got through all the Rambams yet. All the Rambams except for Hilchos Nar Basula work out very nicely, which is what most Achronim dealt with. The stira between Hilchos Nar Basula and Hilchos Chol Lamazik, I don't know if I will ever find a good solution for. So I invite everyone to try their best and tell me if you have something better than the Achronim who I put in brackets on the page. I'm sure some of you will. And so we'll finish up this Makor sheet. We'll talk a little bit more maybe about Tanit Bechizkiah. And we also have to go through the Tosfos on the rest of the page and the Shaklotari on the rest of the Amud. And then we will discuss the rest of the Sugya till the middle of Daf Lamed Hamad Beis.
Which journal was he didn't say?